Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Vayikra, that is Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin. And we're in the middle of learning about Karban Mincha. We've already learned about three of the five. Now we are up to number four. The Pasuk tells us, V'minchas Marcheshes Karbanecha. If your Karban Mincha is going to be a Minchas Marcheshes, meaning it's made in a deep pan. We've already learned about Minchas Machvas, which is a shallow pan, and Marcheshes is a deep pan. Soilus Bashem and Teose, and shall be made with fine flour and oil. V'vesas HaMincha, and you shall bring the Mincha, Asher Yosem El Hashem, that you are doing from these to Hashem, v'kriva el ha-kain, and he shall bring it to the kain, v'gish al mizbech, and he shall bring it close to the mizbech, v'heirim ha-kain min ha-minchas azkarasa, and the kain shall separate from the mincha its remembrance, meaning the kmitza, v'hikter ha-mizbecha, and burn it on the mizbech, ishe reach nichaich la-Hashem, is a fire offering, a reach nichaich for Hashem. V'anei seres min ha-mincha, whatever's left over from the carbon mincha, whatever wasn't taken out of the kmitza, la-Aaron ulevanov, that's for Aaron and his sons, kodesh kadashim yishe Hashem, it's holy of holies from the fire offering of Hashem. Kol ha-mincha asher takrivu la-Hashem. Any carbon mincha that's brought for Hashem, lo yiseyas ha-chametz, it's not allowed to be made out of chametz. All these things have to be matzah. Ki kol sa'ar v'chol devash, because any leaven and any honey, which is referring to fruit honey, lo yisak tiri menu ishal Hashem, is not allowed to be brought as a fire offering to Hashem. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Aleph, v'chol devash, what does that mean, devash? Honey, kol mesikas pri kori devash. Anything which is sweet that comes from a fruit, that's called devash, that's called honey. We're not talking about bees honey over here. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis, the Torah tells us, what is it that we could bring as chametz or as honey? Karban reishes takrivu oisam la-Hashem. They're allowed to be brought as the karban reishes, a first offering. Ve'al mizbeach lo ya'alu l'rech nichayach. However, they are not brought on top of the mizbeach. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis. Karban reishes takrivu, ma yesh l'chal havi min ha'sor min ha'dvash. What type of karban are you allowed to bring from chametz and from honey? Karban reishes, this is the first offering. What does that mean? Shtei alechem shal atzeres habayim min ha'sor. The shtei alechem that was brought on Shavuos, that was chametz. Shnemar says in the Pasuk, chametz te'afeno, and ubikurim min ha'dvash. Bikurim, all of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael that are brought, that also has dvash in it. K'may bikurim te'inim utmarim, because we bring figs and dates, and figs and dates have honey in them. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, another thing we learn about a karban mincha. V'chol karban minchascha ba'melech timlach. Every single karban mincha of yours has to be salted with salt. V'loy sashbis, and do not terminate, melech bris alekecha me'al minchasecha, the covenant of the salt of your God from all of your karban minchas, al kar karban chatakrev melech, on all of your karbanos, not just a karban mincha, all of your karbanos should have salt on them. Now let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and try to understand what this Melach Bris is. What is this covenant of salt? Shabris Krusel Melach Mesheshes Mebreshes. Hashem made a covenant with salt from the 6 days of creation. Shehovtuchu Hamayim Atachtoinim. Hashem promised the lower waters Likariv Bamizbeach Melach that they were going to be brought on Mizbeach in salt form. Venisach Hamayim Bechag, and that they were going to be poured onto the Mizbeach on Sukkos. Now what's going on over here? We know that Hashem separated the upper waters and the lower waters, and the lower waters complained to Hashem. They wanted to be up in Shemayim. They wanted to be up with Hashem. So Hashem said, I'm going to make a bris with you, a covenant, that you will be brought on the Mizbech every single day. Not the water itself, but the salt that comes from the water is brought on the Mizbech every single day, either in a carbon mincha or in any other carbon, and the water itself is going to be poured on the Mizbech. That's from Nisach Hamayim on Sukkos. Rashi continues, on kol karboncha, on all of your karbonos, al oilis behema v'oif v'emuri kol ha-kachim kulon, on all karbonos, we're going to bring salt. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph for the last of our carbon minchas. The Pasuk tells us, v'im takrav minchas bikurim la-Hashem, and if you're going to bring a mincha of bikurim to Hashem, aviv, it shall be of ripe grain, kalui ba'esh, roasted in fire, geres, ground or crushed, caramel, while it is still plump, takrav es minchas bikurecha, you shall bring the mincha of your bikurim. Now, what type of mincha is this? Rashi tells in Pasuk Yud Dalet, skip the first Rashi, go to the second Rashi, minchas bikurim, v'minchas ha'omer kasim medaber. The Pasuk's talking about the mincha of the karban omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, called the karban omer, shiba aviv b'shas bishal atvua, it's brought ripe grain at the time that all of grain is ripening, minas ha'omer hiba, it comes from barley. Nemarkan aviv, it says over here the word aviv, which means ripe, v'nemar la'alan, it says over there, in regards to the makos, ki ha'sa'ira aviv, the sa'ira, the barley was aviv, it was ripe. So we see anytime it says the word aviv, it's talking about barley. Kali ba'esh, what does that mean? It's roasted in fire. Shemiyabshin oisei al-ur, they roast this grain over fire, ba'aviv shakalayim, in a grain roaster's thing, she'ilu lekein, because if they didn't do this, if they didn't roast it, in etchenes barichayim, it wasn't able to be ground properly, v'fishayilacha, because it was very moist, and you can't grind moist grain. Geres caramel, what does that mean, geres? That it's ground, or it's crushed. Gerusa ba'aydalacha, it was crushed while it was still moist. The roasting over fire dried it out a little bit, however, it was still moist. And let's jump to Rashi. Caramel, what does this mean? Caramel, plump, ba'id ha-carmale, while the pillow was still full. It was still plump. It wasn't completely dried out, so it looked like a plump pillow. It looked like it was completely full and juicy. It looked like a full pillow, and that's when it was ground. Let's go back to Chumash. Pasuk Tezvav, V'nasato le'ashemen, you shall place oil on it, V'samto le'alavayna, and place frankincense on it, Mincha hi, it's a carbon mincha, V'hikter ha'kain is askarasa, and the kain shall bring its askara, its remembrance. Again, this is talking about the kmitza, migirsa, from its grinding, mishamen, and from its oil, al-kal le'vaynasa, along with its levayna, ish el-Hashem, it is a fire offering to Hashem. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the fourth aliyah tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day.